What's up, guys? It's your boy Dylan at Thunder Jazz, and I'm here with a word from our sponsors, BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on all your favorite sports contests and events with first-to-market odds and lines. Find reviews and news for every league, including Major League Baseball, NFL, NBA, NHL, combat sports, esports, and even golf. BetOnline continues to be the top online resource for all your sports information, from live in-game betting, props, and futures. Just head to BetOnline today or use your mobile device to join today and make your first sports bet. Use our promo code BLEAV50, that is BLEAV50 in all capital letters, to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. BetOnline, where the game starts. And welcome in, everybody, to another edition of the Topic Fandom Podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Huntzinger at Thunder Chats. Do I usually say at the beginning of Topic Fandom? It's okay. We're already here. This is what we're doing. You guys know what it is. This is your one-stop shop.
It's late at night. It's late on a Friday night. Dylan just woke up.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, I set my alarm to be here. As you can see, I'm not by myself. I'm joined by the one, the only, Alex Roig, who is here. He has taken leave from his seven soulmates. Alex, how are you doing, sir?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Yeah, and then it's just us. Chelsea crashed like 3 hours ago. You know, she couldn't hang. So it's all right. We're gonna kid out here.
Sometimes mama bears need some sleep. So
absolutely. Well, hey man, let's dive into this episode. So first off, There was some connectivity in this episode. Like we was talking about before the podcast, there wasn't like a lot of meat in it, but there was some connective things. And you know, the first big thing obviously is Wong. And how did you feel about how they incorporated Wong into this story?
No, I mean, so he needed to be incorporated into the story because, of course, you know, in the last episode, the post-credit scene or the mid-credit scene was literally, you know, the fight in Shang-Chi where Wong and Abomination are fighting in the club fight scene. So yeah, he definitely had to be there. He definitely had to play a role in kind of explaining why Abomination got to escape and then went back to his cell. And I thought they did a good job of, like, little bit of like story slash intro story to Wong that we've never had. You know, as far as like his LinkedIn page, that was hilarious.
Yes.
And then just, you know, him like, so the part where he comes in during the parole hearing and he said, you know, he was busy. I wonder what he was talking about. Like, I wonder if that's going to be something that's touched on again, because he comes in late. And he says that he was very busy and time just kind of escaped from him.
Yeah.
And I wonder if that was intentional. I wonder if that means anything. But yeah, man, I enjoyed Wong in this episode. I thought he was hilarious. I thought he came in with his kind of like, he has a very dry sense of humor because he's very serious.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, he's a people person. But yeah, I thought it was hilarious, man. I thought it was great.
Yeah, man. Wong chews up every scene he's in. It cracks me up.
He does.
You was talking about the LinkedIn page, but whenever they was trying to get a hold of Wong, her assistant, or not her assistant, her paralegal, her name's escaping me. I feel like it's Christina. That could be wrong.
Yeah, it is. I think it is
Christina. Okay, yeah. She was like... she's like, okay, I need to get a hold of him. And she's like, I'm way ahead of it. I'm already done it. She's like, what'd you do? She's like, I sent him a thirst trap, obviously.
And with books.
With books. Wait, I lost my stuff, bro. Because obviously it said, you know, he's either, whenever she was talking about the LinkedIn page, it was like, he's either a librarian in Nepal or he's the Sorcerer Supreme. And then she said, I sent a thirst trap. It was just me holding books. I lost my crap. And then the payoff at the end, I don't know if you paid attention, like when the credits were going on, like, you know, when they're doing like the courtroom sketch of characters, it actually has Christina holding the books, taking a selfie. And I
And I
love
mean,
it.
hey, he showed up, so apparently it worked.
Yeah. I love how he slingerings into Holloway's office and he's like, Mrs. Walters, I'm sorry to keep you waiting. And everybody's just okay with what's happening. They're like, oh, it's Wong, of course. Like, this makes sense.
Superhero division. I mean,
It's fair.
I'm pretty sure that's not the wildest thing I've ever seen in the, you know, in the course of the show. So
Yep. No, that's fair.
I loved on his LinkedIn that he worked at Target for 8 years or for 9 years in Nepal.
Oh, that is awesome.
I didn't know Target had that kind of reach.
Stupid things beeping again, man. I'm sorry. All right, I'm gonna ask you this, and you can kind of riff off this while I fix this. Talk about a meal, man. You know, we had the you had the theory that the seven soulmates was gonna end up being the Thunderbolts, and like I loved that theory, like that made so much sense. But he actually had seven soulmates who had legitimate names. He knew all their names. When he said, they're my better
Better
eights.
eight. I lost it on that part. I love that part. Because it's not my better half, because that's, you know, that's whenever you had just it's you and another person. No. It's him and seven other people, so they're my better eight.
Yeah, no, so I mean, you know, obviously, like it could still be a red herring. Like at the end of the day, they need him on parole for something. And, you know, even though, spoiler alert at the end, but I really need to start each episode with a spoiler alert. But it's like my man Van Lathan says on Ringerverse, like you're listening to a reaction podcast, spoilers
Exactly,
are going to
yeah.
be coming. But, at the end of the case, it's like, yeah, like we'll let him go on parole, but he is prohibited from ever being Abomination, and he has to wear like an inhibitor collar or device or
Inhibitor.
something like that. So, yeah, man, just talk about how you felt about Tim Roth's performance while I go fix this.
I thought Tim Roth's performance was it was amazing. Like he the him as Abomination, him taking that role and, you know, doing what he did, I thought was awesome. I thought he kind of gave off Charles Manson like vibes a little bit with his soulmate, and so I was a little bit worried that that was gonna kind of trip up his parole hearing, but outside of that, man, I think he played the part well as far as him saying that he's re you know rehabilitated, that he's, you know, he's practicing all this yoga stuff, all this tantric stuff, and I thought, I mean, hell, I bought it. I bought everything that he said as far as his rehabilitation and his, you know, doing yoga and his learning a lot like Bruce Banner did with Hulk, learning how to coexist with his alter self, with his alter ego. And then he, you know, he went ahead and proved it whenever he turned into Abomination real quick, and he was still like, look, I'm still in control. Although a little bit weird, showed him like full frontal, and I didn't know if he like had draws on or like. I was a little bit worried for Disney. I was like, yo, adult, probably kids watching. I was like, I guess he had spandex or draws or whatever. But yeah, you know, I just thought he did a great job of kind of, you know, selling the character, selling, you know, the bit of him being rehabilitated. And it's, you know, it's Tim Roth. Like he does great in those roles.
Hey man, he chewed up that like that whole scene, like the whole courtroom scene. Like he was eating, man. And yeah, I really loved how it was like, how do we know that when he gets out, like when he becomes Abomination, he won't just be his murderous self? He's like, oh, let me alleviate that concern for you. Just so calmly takes off his Crocs. And proceeds to transform despite everybody like telling him no. He's like, no, it's no problem. I got it. And then like once he powers down, he's like, okay, fine, calm down. Like he's like, I'm just showing you I'm in control. Like I
And
don't.
I love that she that you know, Jennifer Walters She-Hulk, that she was freaking out when he did that. Like, she was like, there goes my case. You know, there goes my chance at, you know, getting parole for him because he went ahead and turned into Abomination, and now there goes my entire case right there.
Yeah, and then, like a true pro, like at the last second, like when she felt like everything was unraveling, she turned it around and like really like made a winning case for a case. So yeah, it was awesome, man. I really enjoyed that whole hearing. I guess it wasn't really a court because it was very like
parole board.
Yeah, it was like formally informal, like basically inside the prison cell. But yeah,
let me ask you this. So I'm wondering whether, because I know like the end game in all of this is going to be, you know, Blonsky, aka Abomination, being part of the Thunderbolts, or the Dark Avengers, you know, whatever you want to call them. I wonder if Wong has a bit in that. I wonder if he has a, you know, a purpose in trying to get him out to maybe be like the glue or the linchpin for this group, because it just, you know, I don't think he was being completely honest whenever he was telling the parole board, hey, you know, I took him out, and he's the one that said, hey, I'm going to go back into my cell. I don't think he was being completely honest, and I don't think that Blonsky's being completely honest either. I think he's playing a great, you know, he's playing a part in order to get, you know, for a purpose. So I just wonder what the payoff is going to be for, you know, for Wong doing all this to try to get Blonsky out. I wonder if him and what's her name, Val, and you know, Thunderbolt Ross, rest in peace, but I'm pretty sure they're going to recast him. I wonder if they're all trying to work together for some reason. You know, the Dark Avengers, a lot like the Suicide Squad, is a group of pretty much anti-heroes that do the stuff that you don't really want the heroes doing, the superheroes doing. And so I wonder if there's a threat coming that they want these guys to take care of instead of, you know, guys like Thor, guys like Doctor Strange, you know, people like that. So I just wonder what the payoff is going to be.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's all fair, man. And, you know, Wong was straight capping. Like, when he said, I had to fight this guy to prove that I'm worthy. I had to find a worthy opponent to show that I'm worthy to be Sorcerer Supreme. My dude, Stephen Strange fought Dormammu. Like, you're fighting an overgrown fish monster. Like, what are we talking about here? Like,
you're literally, like, you can intersect dimensions. Like, I'm pretty sure you can grab a monster out of anywhere and fight him in a cage if you wanted to. Like, you didn't have to get Abomination.
Yeah, taking a guy that hasn't transformed into Abomination in years out of his prison.
Yeah,
causing all this hullabaloo. I just said hullabaloo. I'm so old. Okay, anyways.
Hullabaloo.
Yeah, but no, I mean, there's a million other like characters that you could fight that are stronger than Abomination. It would make it more worthy. So yeah, I'm calling a cap on that. I will say, you know, I mean, this isn't like new information. If you've seen any episode breakdown or anything like that from last week, you will notice that in Shang-Chi, whenever Wong sling rings out of the arena, he brings Abomination back to what looks like that very same prison cell.
So, yes. Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, there is connective tissue there, but yeah, I don't know that they will recast Thunderbolt. I think that, you know, it's entirely possible, obviously. You know, Marvel has shown the willingness to recast certain roles, you know, Rhodey's being a big one. Bruce Banner,
Banner,
a big one. Yeah.
Exactly.
But I mean, really, those were like in like the grassroots stages of the MCU, and you haven't really seen it happen too much here lately. I guess you could say Fandral from the Thor series. He was, I think he was Zachary Levi at first, and then Zachary Levi went on to be Shazam, and they brought in the dude from Once Upon a Time to play him and then die. So
I guess that's deep, man. That's deep research right there. Good job.
That's just really just remembering, because we were super deep in Once Upon a Time for a while, and then it hit like season 10 or whatever, and it's like, all right, I'm kind of getting over this. But no, I mean, I think I've, and then of course everything that happened with Chadwick Boseman, which, like an entirely different thing because like T'Challa is like such a quintessential character in the MCU. But I don't know. I wonder if they will recast him or if they'll try to, let the character also, be passed
Die.
away. And, at the end of the movie, the middle of the movie, it turns like maybe he plays the Coulson role and like that's what re like unites the group and that's they take on the name the Thunderbolts. I don't know. Like, I mean, it can be anything.
I don't think that William Hurt has had the kind of, I guess, connection with the MCU fans that somebody like Chadwick Boseman,
Yeah, of course not.
had.
Of course
So I'm
not.
pretty sure like somebody like that, they can probably recast it. And there are a couple actors in Hollywood that look a lot like, William Hurt. So they can go ahead and kind of just take that, let's get somebody that looks like him and roll with it.
Yeah, no, I got you, man. So, we kind of covered the whole She-Hulk story because as she's so plainly noted in the fourth wall breaking, what was it? She said story A meets story B or
Story
something like
B,
that. Yeah, so let's talk about story B a little bit. And, we kind of touched on it whenever Wong first sling ringed into Holloway's office, but She-Hulk is I keep calling her She-Hulk. Jennifer is brought into Calloway's office to kind of consult on a case that Pug is working on. And we got to see Pug get in his bag a little bit. So
Yeah, he
I
did,
really love what
man.
I saw from Pug. But her old colleague, Dennis, the guy
Dennis
that famously
Bukowski.
said, there's a female over there and I'm going to go talk to it in episode one or episode two. After
Yeah.
and they're like
At the
little
bar.
yeah at the bar yeah that guy he showed up and was conned by an Asgardian
So she's a shape-shifting elf from New Asgard.
oh yeah that
She's
new Asgard guy
a light elf. She's a light, and how you had the dark elves, which, Loki was a dark elf. She's a light elf.
and Malekith and all of his elves and everything yeah so
Yeah.
I got you. Yeah,
Runa.
Runa. Runa was interesting. Yeah, kind of talk about Runa and the shape-shifting elf and what you thought about that while I once again go reset the stupid heater that keeps beeping.
I thought Runa was, I thought it was comedic relief. This is supposed to be a comedy, and so you can't be too serious too much, in a comedy. So I thought she did a great job of providing comedic relief. I thought, her being able to shape shift basically into anything, was a great vehicle to bring, a lot more comedy into the episode. Her, shape shifting into Pug as she walks out the office and basically starts to almost sexually harass almost every lady in the office, and then him coming out of the office and just being like, "Yo, you know me? Like, I wouldn't do this." I thought that was great. Her taking on the role of Bukowski of Dennis and trying to get the case dropped. I thought that was great too. And then, I thought the dumb one was her, taking the role or, shape shifting into the judge and kind of just like, trying to get the case thrown out from there. I thought it got a little bit old up to that point. But I thought Runa was funny. I thought it was good, man. And it's another connection point where you bring New Asgard into, into the story that further helps to connect, everything from phase four with this show.
Yeah, I loved how the very first thing they said in the hearing was, diplomatic immunity. It's like this is
Nope.
not New Asgard. She's like, but Asgard is a people, not a place. And he's like, Thor's self-righteous speeches do not work here. Well, very
Yeah, I
kind
thought
of
that was good.
fun. Yeah, man, that was a lot of fun. The whole I actually kind of looked into like, you know, the whole Megan Thee Stallion, why they chose her, because like it was really random. Apparently the actress that played Titania, is it Jamila Jalil? Is that her name?
Julia, yeah.
Okay,
Yes.
yeah. She had previously worked with Megan Thee Stallion on another project, I think on HBO Max. The name of the show is escaping me, but apparently, like, you know, the writers and the showrunners, like, they knew that it had to be this female, like, big celebrity that, you know, obviously Dennis could be conned into thinking that he was dating. And they had like a million ideas. And then I think Jamila brought up Megan Thee Stallion. And ironically enough, Tatiana Maslany is like apparently like the biggest Megan Thee Stallion stan. So
Oh,
like
I mean, Joker, I could kind of tell as far as that final scene. I could kind of
Megan Thee
tell.
Stallion, I will kill for you. It's
Whoa,
like
honey, chill out.
bro, you 6'7" and have super strength. Maybe don't go around saying that. But yeah, so that's kind of how it all came together. And I don't know. It was kind of weird. Like, you know, there was definitely a little bit of corny exposition, like the Megan Thee Stallion, like Grammy award-winning superstar Megan Thee Stallion. It's like, okay, I think you can just, there's not a lot of people named Megan Thee Stallion out there. You don't got to remind us who she is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. It was an interesting wrinkle into the show. It definitely, you know, there was some fun to be had at the end of it, but I don't know. How'd you feel about it being Megan Thee Stallion?
I mean, I don't care, man. It
Alex,
was
I don't give a frick.
I don't care, man. It's like incorporating pop culture into the show. Like I, and what's funny is that this show was filmed like a while back, wasn't it? And I don't necessarily think that, or it might have been filmed recently, I don't know, but just I don't know if this was a reshoot. I don't know if this was kind of something that came secondhand, but I thought it was great. I thought it was good to have Megan Thee Stallion on there.
Yeah, they apparently didn't tell Tatiana that she was gonna be doing that dance scene with her until like 2 days before they shot it,
Oh,
because they knew that she wouldn't be able to like keep her composure and keep her focus for like the other
yeah.
days on the set. So
But you know
yeah.
what? I do want to say something about that. Because on this episode, whenever they're talking about She-Hulk and they show like the, it gets very meta whenever they're showing like the YouTube comments and they're showing like, oh, another female superhero, or why do we need more female superheroes and whatever. But then that final scene where she twerks for 2 seconds and it's not even that graphic of a twerk, and she's twerking as a Hulk. Like, who the hell's getting off on her as a Hulk? But regardless of that, the amount of backlash that came out of that just because, she was twerking a little bit, that scene was like, oh my God, hide the women and children. Like, people are ridiculous, man. People like these, like, and sadly, it's a bunch of probably dudes that, their manhood is threatened or whatever. But yeah, man, like that gets on my nerves, man.
Yeah, no, I feel that, man. Yeah, that's wild. I didn't even know there was backlash behind it.
There
Everything I've
was,
seen, I will say I was a little upset because I saw a lot of like, I don't want to say like media members, but like, you know, bigger like superhero accounts and stuff like that, tweeting out saying like, you know, leading up to this episode, like the post credit scene for this week's She-Hulk is gonna break the internet. And I should have thought about what that meant, like what they were
yeah.
alluding to in that, but I thought it was just gonna be like some like cataclysmic Marvel connecting event. But no, it's just She-Hulk
I
twerking
mean,
this time.
we've literally seen Thor's ass. We've
Yeah.
seen Hulk's ass when he was on Sakaar, and there's a running thing. There's a running joke about Captain America's ass. Like, we've seen all these dudes' asses, and nobody has complained. And She-Hulk, Tatiana Maslany, Jennifer Walters, she goes and she twerks for 2 seconds. Everybody's like, "Oh my gosh, what is Disney Plus doing?" I get out of here with that, man.
Yeah.
Stupid.
That's pretty wild, man. Last thing I want to ask you before we get into the episode rating, How'd you feel about old Pugs, man, in his performance to in this episode?
I think he showed his chops as a lawyer. I think he's not just gonna be like a secondary character or like a guy best friend for, you know, for Jennifer Walters. I think he's gonna, you know, he's gonna be a part of the team, the lawyer team. And so, you know, I'm waiting for the big case. I want to see what the big case is gonna be.
Yeah, I really enjoyed the how he and Jennifer like immediately, like found common ground and had a connection and everything. And
I mean,
he's just venting.
finding the best bathroom to go poop in is common ground.
Hey, absolutely. That's a great way to get started in the relationship. But for him to just kind of be venting about the case, and then she's like, oh yeah, this that this that this that. And he's like, wait a minute, would you be willing to say that under oath? And like she
Yeah,
gets
I
up
thought that
there,
was
like obviously, I mean it feels like she's Jennifer Walters is a confident person. But like during her time being She-Hulk, like her give a F is gone because she gets up on that stand and she just rips this man apart in front of everybody. And he's just sitting there super uncomfortable, fixing his tie, fidgeting with his water. It was great, man. I really enjoyed it.
I mean, he knew he couldn't. He knew he could. He tried to. He tried to I object, Your Honor, type thing. But she was like,
He's
yo,
like, I'm just doing
you're not even pre you're representing yourself. Like, chill.
And it's like, you're not representing yourself, and this is your witness.
Exactly. I thought
Like,
that was good. And see, and those are the things, like those little bits of humor that are thrown in there that I think they do really well on the show.
yeah, I mean, universally, like we kind of said, with like the episode length, kind of obscure character, very different. Like it's a departure from like the normal Marvel Disney Plus show, or even like Marvel Project in terms of like actual like superhero-ness, like crime fighting and stuff like that. But universally, it seems like there's a very positive reception to this show, and everybody's really enjoying it. Which brings me to my last point. And what I think is kind of a low point in this show, like in this episode, was what is supposed to be the wrecking crew. That scene just did not work for me.
It so, I mean, it didn't based off of what you're supposed to know of the Wrecking Crew.
I mean,
And
it basically felt like a bunch of kids with toys.
a bunch of bumbling idiots, basically.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I would have, you know what? I would have much rather you given me the crew that was in Homecoming, you know, with, is it not Mekhi Phifer? Who's the other guy?
The Tinkerman?
The guy with the glove.
Oh, Shocker.
Shocker, I'd rather you would have given me like Shocker and then maybe even, you know, maybe even Michael Keaton's character and just giving me all those. And that to me, that was the Wrecking Crew, not
Yeah.
what we saw on this show.
Yeah, that would have been, I would have enjoyed that infinitely more than the Wrecking Crew because, obviously she's like, she said, did you rob an Asgardian construction worker? That was funny. And like
And
she
I thought it was good that like she was getting like held from behind as Jennifer Walters, and she was like, "Hold on," you know. And then she was like, "Okay, let me Hulk out," and then it was over after
Yeah, she's just like growing. It's like, get off of me.
that.
And then like, bro, she threw one dude straight up in the air and he came down on like his
Oh,
face
I
or his head.
know.
I was like, no, that guy's dead. Like, he's not walking
Exactly.
away. He's
Like,
dead.
didn't she throw one and then she threw one against the wall?
I will say one of them had like, the enchanted helmet. I think he was supposed to be.
So,
No, Thunderball was the one with like the ball and chain, obviously. Yeah, I their names kind of escaped me, but yeah, I that was That was a huge departure from what the Wrecking Crew is supposed to be. So I wonder
Yeah.
if we see them again in this show, because I believe when they were when it was announced that, like, they did announce that the Wrecking Crew was going to be in the show. So I feel like maybe we see them again and they level up a bit.
So I did ask this on our Twitter page. I mean, on our Reddit page. I actually made a Reddit account for us.
Oh, snap.
Yeah, but I asked it on there, and I asked them like who they thought was the boss, because of course, you know, whenever the Wrecking Crew got their butts kicked, and then they went to the van, you know, they were like, you know, what are we gonna tell the boss? Because the whole point of this was for them to go ahead. I think to get some blood from She-Hulk to use that blood for whatever. And so I asked on there, and so I got some pretty good responses. So number one, you know, it could always be the DODC. They've kind of been in the background of all these shows, kind of doing things and doing a little bit of dirty stuff here and there. So it could always be the DODC. But then another one was the leader. You know, from the original Incredible Hulk, where he's the guy that his head, you know, got all big whenever he what happened to him? Did he come in contact with some of the Hulk blood or some of the gamma radiation?
I think so. Bro, it's been so long
Yeah.
since I've seen
Oh,
that
I
one.
know. And that's always been a loose end. You know, him and Abomination have always been loose ends, and so we're starting to kind of fix the loose end that is Emil Blonsky slash Abomination. And so the leader was also out there. And so, you know, they were suggesting that, hey, the boss could be the leader. And it makes sense because he was messing with Hulk's blood back in that movie. If he knows that there's another Hulk, because of course she's been out in the news. So if he knows that there's another Hulk, maybe he's trying to get her blood to go do the experiments that he wanted to do. So I just thought it was very interesting as far as who the boss was.
Yeah, no, that's definitely possible. Another possibility that I just kind of thought about would be maybe the power broker, old Sharon Carter action.
Yeah. Oh, Sharon Carter, yeah.
Yeah.
Sharon Carter, Val, maybe they want to create some super soldiers.
Yeah, that's entirely possible. Yeah, I mean, I would be lying if I said Sharon Carter was one of my favorite characters in the MCU, but I think it would be cool to see her in this, just to, you know, just more connection. Like
Yeah.
I really appreciate how like this show might be the most MCU connected show that we've gotten Disney Plus so far. You know, with the exception of Loki, of course. But yeah, I've really enjoyed the ride. Like, and you know, the fourth wall breaks, like I'm starting to get used to him. I have to rewind it to show Chelsea.
I thought they were great this episode. I thought they did a great job of, you know, the whole car scene whenever she takes her hands off the wheel and it's still going. Like, I love that, and I love the fact that she was like, you know, I don't want to say this show is about cameos, but first episode Bruce, second episode, you know, Abomination, third episode Wong. Like, it was just kind of funny. It was just kind of, you know, it was kind of ironic in a sense.
Yeah, she's like, this is not a show where there's a cameo every week, except for
Yeah.
Bruce and Emil and Wong.
And
Just
Wong.
remember who the title character is, okay? Remember who this show is about. Yeah, no, I really enjoy the fourth wall breaking, and it gets me excited for seeing Deadpool in the MCU, man. Finally,
Yeah.
it's gonna be a good time. But hey, let's get to our rating here, man. So, you know, every week we do a rating for any show we review. We got the two thumbs down, one thumb down. We got the mid. We got the one thumb up, two thumb up. Get us started, man. What's your rating for this episode?
You know, as much as I liked it, I'm gonna give it a mid. I thought this was a stepping stone episode. I think this was an episode that, you know, they wanted to go ahead and do in order to set up future, you know, stories of the future as far as future episodes. And so, you know, these episodes are good, but on their own, compared to the first two, it was a little bit mid. You know, it's a little bit mid. So I'm gonna give it a pound. I'm gonna give it a halfway.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. As we started talking about it, I think I realized I enjoyed the episode more than I thought I did on initial viewing. I mean, it was still funny. Like, I probably laughed more in this episode than I have the entire series. Obviously still enjoyable. It was fun getting to see characters like, Pug eat, Emil eat, Wong eat, like characters like really chewed up the scenes they were in. And Tatiana Maslany, like, she is killing this role. Like,
Seriously.
she's nailing it. Like, she's taking it as her own 100%. But just like I said at the beginning of the episode, there wasn't a lot of meat on the bone. Like, it kind of left me wanting more. Like, the connected stuff is cool. I enjoyed, the two different stories, but I don't know. I feel like it definitely moved the story forward with, getting Emil on parole and like winning the case and stuff, but also kind of feels like it didn't move it forward enough, I guess. But
Yeah.
that's not to say that we didn't like it. We was to use a term that I've been using a lot today, I was very gruntled with this episode, which
Not disgruntled, not
yeah it
disgruntled.
yes I was gruntled with the episode. I enjoyed it. So I if we was doing half ratings, I would have like a diagonal thumbs up. Like, I'm not quite there to the thumbs up, but not
You
quite
have a
bad.
not a 90-degree angle, you'd have a 45-degree angle.
Yes. Let's bring math into it. That's
Hey,
how we do it. So, yeah, man. Overall.
I do want to give one little tidbit in this episode.
Okay.
So one of the I forgot, it was, I don't know if it was a lawyer or something like that. Whenever they were reporting on She-Hulk, and like they were doing the whole all the YouTube comments or anything, there was a, I don't know if it was a lawyer, a legal expert, something like that. His last name was Wilson. In the comics, that is Sam Wilson's brother.
Ah.
Yeah, just a little tidbit. So the guy's last name, and he's black. So the guy's last name was Wilson. And so in the comic books, that lawyer is supposed to be Sam Wilson's brother.
Okay. Alex, man, is just snatching all these Easter eggs up. So shout out to you on that. I did forget to mention one more really funny scene and like relevant scene, whenever she goes on the news station for her kind of like her interview to clear her name. And my first is like, how did you choose the name She-Hulk? She's like, yeah, well, first of all, I didn't. Just kind of stuck. And then he was like, when we get back, we learn about She-Hulk's
Her
diet
diet,
tips and hobbies or something.
workout plan, yeah, something like
She goes,
that.
huh? it was just great. I'm enjoying the series. Like early MCU ranking, I probably have this number three. For my ranking, Loki's still number one, and I really enjoyed Hawkeye. But yeah, it's
Really?
right there behind Hawkeye now. Yeah, that's just my ranking. I know everybody else has WandaVision up super high. I stand by that. While WandaVision had some highs, and obviously it was connected to the MCU, I think a lot of the love around WandaVision was just the hype of the MCU being back. And I stand by that.
I can see that. I can see that.
Yeah.
But definitely Loki's number one.
Yeah, absolutely. Loki's like far and away. And there's a reason Loki's getting a season two. Like, all these other
Yeah.
ones aren't. So, yeah. Yeah, but hey, D23 next week. We'll definitely have a preview pod coming
Yay.
up for that. We got House of the Dragon episode three coming out Sunday. So lots of fun stuff coming your way on this feed. So definitely subscribe if you guys have not already. Give us a 5-star rating, positive review. Let us know what you like, maybe even what you don't like, what we can improve on. We're still kind of new to this, trying to find our rhythm and everything. So we're open to anything. Follow us on Twitter at topic_fandom. And then what's our Reddit, man? Where can they find us on Reddit?
Is Reddit at? Did we say at? So it would be at topic fandom, but I don't, do I have an underscore on there? No, I didn't. You know what? Great podcasting. Let me go
We
check
got
and
a
see real
fact
quick.
check.
We
Listen,
gotta
I
fact
had to
check
leave you
that.
like 12 times to freaking fix the heater. By the way, what it was is I had the cord all twisted, so the water couldn't
Oh.
like get to the heater. Yeah, like get to the heater. So it was like, hey,
So
fix your cord, moron.
It's so I get this you backslash topic underscore fandom.
Topic underscore fandom. There is an underscore, people. So yeah, find us on Reddit. I'm gonna have to go find us on Reddit after this. So. Yeah, man.
Like our boy Cone, put the underscore in there.
Yeah, shout out Cone. Shout out Connor. Also a big Marvel fan. We'll have to have Cone on at some point.
Hey, one of these days.
Yeah, absolutely. But hey, we got, like I said, we got some stuff cooking. There's a lot of stuff to be talking about. We have a guest lined up eventually come on. Very excited for that. So yeah, keep it here, man. This is the only way to go is up, and we intend to keep going, keep growing. So yeah, keep it here. Very excited. On behalf of myself, Scott, Alex, and Chelsea, who's asleep in the next room over, hope you guys have a great night. And until next time, Alex is going to say what I don't want him to say.
Nerd up, baby. Nerd up.